Britain. Free speech. The First Amendment. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Britain, but defining it is hard.
Universities should be bastions of tolerance and respect, Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, told a group of vice-chancellors on May 9th. Inspired by their peers in America, students at more than a dozen British universities have now pitched encampments to protest against Israel's brutal bombardment of Gaza. A vocal minority is causing disruption and, in some cases, propagating outright harassment and anti-Semitic abuse. This had to stop, said Mr. Sunak. Neither unrest nor anti-Semitism were much in evidence at the University of Oxford's protest camp the following day. Dubbed the Liberated Zone after an encampment at Columbia University in New York, the collection of tents on the lawn of the Pitts Rivers Museum, which houses the university's anthropological treasures, had an atmosphere of studious calm. The day's tightly packed schedule, set out on a whiteboard, included Know Your Rights training and a history lesson. Another board listed chores, from litter check to nighttime roundup. Do you need a hand warmer? The most frenetic activity was a bake sale for justice, organised by Muslim students. The chief threat of trouble seemed to come from the weather. The museum's lawn has not previously been used for protests. A sign urges protesters to tread carefully. We want to take care of the land and space around us. But it would not take much rain to wreck it. The organisers, who say there are no organisers, this is community action, are quick to rebut accusations of anti-Semitism. The schedule on May 10th ended with a Shabbat dinner. Some protesters are Jewish, although the Muslim contingent is more noticeable because its members are dressed in jalabia and headscarves. At 1 p.m. a call to prayer in the no-shoe zone was led by an imam with a microphone. Maybe we're looking at the new Oxford, observed one watching professor, an allusion, at least in part, to the university's increased intake of state school-educated teenagers. She was impressed, she said, by the students' idealism and by their organisational skills. None of which means anti-Semitism is not a problem in British universities. The Union of Jewish Students says that although people have a right to protest, these encampments create a hostile and toxic atmosphere on campus. Plainly not all Jewish students agree with that. Personal anecdotes suggest that casual anti-Semitism now crops up in conversation in a way that would have been much less likely a couple of decades ago. Sasha Lunn, a Jewish student at University College London, or UCL, says she has heard jokey references to Jews being miserly, the kind of comment you barely notice at the time and remember later with a jolt of shock, she says. Community Security Trust, or CST, a charity that combats anti-Semitism in Britain, says the number of reported anti-Semitic incidents at universities rose from 60 in 2022 to 182 in 2023. This is part of a broader spike. Analysis of CST data and its own numbers by the Anti-Defamation League, a non-governmental organisation based in New York, suggests that Britain may have a bigger problem with anti-Semitism than America. Between October 7th, when Hamas launched its bloody attack on Israel, and December 31st, CST recorded 2,699 anti-Semitic incidents in Britain, which has a Jewish population roughly 4% of America's. In America, there were 5,204 incidents. This disproportionality may be in part because a higher percentage of Britons are Muslim, 6.5% compared with 1.1%, or because such communities live more closely together than in America, where cities tend to be more segregated. Research has suggested that anti-Semitism is more prevalent among Muslims than other groups. But it is very tricky to get a precise handle on just how prevalent anti-Semitism really is. Drawing distinctions between acceptable and unacceptable legal speech can be extremely difficult, as has also been the case during the pro-Palestinian demonstrations that have regularly taken place in London since October. Many institutions use the International Holocaust Remembrance Association's, or IHRA's, definition of antisemitism, a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. More contentious is the IHRA's accompanying guidance, which says that manifestations might include the targeting of the State of Israel, conceived as a Jewish collectivity. However, criticism of Israel similar to that levelled against any other country cannot be regarded as anti-Semitic. This guidance conflates anti-Semitism with anti-Zionism, which could lead some to view all pro-Palestinian protests as anti-Semitic. In 2020, a group of Palestinian and Middle Eastern academics published an open letter complaining that the fight against anti-Semitism has been increasingly instrumentalised by the Israeli government and its supporters in an effort to delegitimise the Palestinian cause and silence defenders of Palestinian rights. Whether the student protests are a matter for the government is another question. Anthony Julius, a law professor at UCL, says the government need not be involved at all. If the protests are on private university property, the university authorities can bring them to an end. Back at the camp in Oxford, none of the protesting students wanted to be identified by their name or college, or even by what they were studying. Most hid their faces behind COVID-19 masks. They may be worried about their imminent entry into the jobs market. They may be wary of being misquoted by journalists. They may simply not want to engage in discussion with anyone who holds a different view of the war in Gaza. It can be hard for people on all sides of this fraught debate to say what they really think.